After serving thirsty customers in Liberty Village for nearly a decade, the Craft Brasserie and Grill will be closing its doors next week. Known for its wide selection of craft beers and raucous energy during sporting events, the Craft alerted its loyal pub goers of the difficult decision on social media earlier this month. Patrons and staff will say one final cheers on January 17 before new ownership takes over the space shortly after. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by the Craft Brasserie and Grill at the Craft Brasserie. John Louis, executive chef and vice president of operations at the Craft, said he's going to miss all the friendly faces who have walked through the doors since they first opened. "We'll definitely miss serving members of the community," he said. "Our summers had high volumes of people, and the hecticness of sports crowds coming in was a lot of fun for us. The tenure we've been here has meant a lot." View this post on Instagram, a post shared by the Craft Brasserie and Grill at the Craft Brasserie. Louis noted their closure reflects a bigger problem in the area, as he pointed to other independent businesses around Liberty Village that have folded in recent times. The struggle for the bar ultimately came down to two key issues: trying to serve a demographic that has largely disappeared, while attempting to maintain profits in quieter months like January. Liberty Village has changed a lot in the last 10 years or so, especially during the pandemic, as a lot of our regulars moved out of the neighborhood, he said. "The area in general is a little bit of a ghost town. Because of the way the economy's been going, people have been a bit more reluctant to go out and spend money," he added. "But it's not just us, it's the neighborhood in general. We've seen a pretty big dip in patronage inside the Craft, a staple in Liberty Village for nearly 10 years. Credit the Craft Brasserie and Grill, with a capacity of over 300 people, the Craft is one of the largest venues in Liberty Village. Forming a partnership with Carlsberg Group several years back helped the sports bar expand their craft beer selection to 120 options on tap. The Craft was also known for its big menu, serving customers a variety of pub fare and other savory eats like chicken and waffles, pulled pork sandwiches and fish tacos. The Craft shows off one of its burgers. Credit the Craft Brasserie and Grill. We came in at an interesting time when there was a shift to the craft beer culture," Louis said. "In recent years, it's shifted away a bit, especially during COVID. I think people started drinking a bit less as well. As much as we still have our regulars come in and support us, it's not enough, unfortunately. Toronto FC matches, Toronto Argonauts and Marlies games, and the recent addition of the PWHL's Toronto Scepters meant the West End locale was a convenient spot for fans to swing by before or after they headed to the nearby BMO Field or Coca-Cola Coliseum. Concert goers at Budweiser Stage were frequent customers as well. During the summer months and peak periods when the taps were flowing consistently," Louis said, "the pub employed as many as 50 staff members to stay caught up with the demand from residents near and far. Inside the Craft, a staple in Liberty Village for nearly 10 years. Credit the Craft Brasserie and Grill." But between 2019 and today, the VP of Operations estimated their revenue streams at the Craft were cut in half. "The staff had to be cut down pretty significantly as a result," he said. "Eventually, the decision was made to shutter the business altogether. A lot of the staff here are lifers, so it's rough to see how this has all changed, even in just the last 5 years," he said. This week, users on social media have been congratulating employees at the Craft for their efforts over the better part of a decade. Comments such as, "All the best with your next chapter," and "Thank you for the memories," have been pouring in since the announcement was made last week. Torontonians hoping to enjoy one last drink or meal at the Craft will have until January 17 before the sports bar closes for good.